Beyond that, Kamachtes Hamad Beis. More or less towards the middle of the Amid, we had a machlokes, Abaye and Mevaveh, if Olum me'aleihem, or Helum, if the Psulim were Olum me'aleihem on their own accord, I thought it would be better in Eretz Yisrael, because here Ezra was mafresh them in Bavel, so everyone knew that they were Psulim. And Rava says, Helum, not. He forced them to leave Bavel and to come into Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Gemara Zay. Bishleima lamanda oma olu, that they came up on their own accord, not that Ezra brought them up. Ainu dechsiv, so now we understand the posik. The ek b'tzeim el hanor habo, alavo, that means he was mekabit, Ezra was mekabit to the flowing nor, alavo, and that was the name of the nor, elavo, that is the correct deal, so it says on the side. Anachne shom yomim shloisha, we were by this no 3 days, Ravina ba'om, and then he was Ezra, was a baidik ba'om, who mi'a ilchim, ube kahanim, ube me'levi lo'y matzosi. And then I realized that no levim came up. So this is very good, if we say olu, that Ezra did not forcibly bring up the psulim. He didn't bring up anyone. So Memela, there was Olu Me'aleim. So when they came to this Nar Avo, so then Ezra wanted to see who the Maisa came up. Then he saw there were no Levim. Elo Lamanda Oma Helum. According to the Mandi Oma, according to Rava that says Helum, that Ezra brought them up from Bavel, so he was the one to see Miva Miahilchim, or Mizel Zihiri, so he was Zoya to see, to bring up all the Psulim. So Memela, so he knew who's coming up. So the Gemara answers, Nehei de Izo, Bipsulim, Bikshayrim Loi Izal. Taka Ezra was Nizer in the Psulim, was Moyodik Medagdik to see that there shouldn't be any psulim left over in Bavel. But the ksheirim, he wasn't nizah. So memela, so then when he was baidik ravina ba'om, he wanted to see the ksheirim that came up. Then he came to the realization of bnei levi lo'y matzosi shom. There were no bnei levi. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, elo l'man diyom ha'elum f'nam, Navevina ba'om, next Rashi, mi hoyo, mi loy hoyo. Then he was mizbainin in the home, who came, who didn't come. Shema mi no lo yoda Ezra, mi ole imoy, mi loy ole imoy. Visavo shahoyo sham levim ksheirim. He was under the impression that there were levim ksheirim. Vloy motza ruim lavoido, and lemaise the levim that had come along with them were Bali Mumim, they weren't Roy Lavoida. Elama Oison Shekotsu Bahinis Yedeim Bishinei. Which Levium came up with him? Those Levium that bit off their thumbs with their teeth. Vaomru Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem, the Mizmer Al Nariz Bogu. There's a Medic Psikte that says Pshat in this capital, Al Nariz Bavel Shom Yashav. Nebuchadnezzar was very well aware that the Rabbeinu Shlom is a Kel Yochel. He was also aware that if Klal Yisrael were good Shuvah, the Mispalel on Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shlom will rescue them from him. and all his work will go down the drain. So therefore, the Nebuchadnezzar decided that he will not give them a minute to rest in Eretz Yisrael. They were running. He chased them, but they were running, and they were mevulbel. He had no time in Eretz Yisrael to daven, to think of anything, till they left Eretz Yisrael. Al Nareis Bodo, when they came to the Nareis Bodo, Shom Yashavna. That was the first time they were able to sit down. Gam Bachinu B'Zachinu Asin. And then they realized what they had left and what they had lost. And they were crying, Gam Bachinu B'Zachinu Asin. Now, this was a very depressing scenario. You have all the Eden, the crying. So it was depressing for Nebuchadnezzar also. So he didn't want that. So he told them that they should play. They were musicians. The Levim were musicians. They should play music for him to cheer him up. For him, because Avodah Zarah. And he told them, let's see, weiter Rashi, she'omer lem Nebuchadnezzar, shiru lonu mishir tziyot. He told them that they should sing from the shir tziyot. Omdu v'kotzitzu v'hoinois yedeyem b'shineyem. So they went, and they bit off with their teeth, their thumbs. وَأَمْرُوا لَوِي إِخْ نَوْشِرْ أَشِيرَ أَشَمْ عَلَدْ مَسْنَيْخَ لَوِي نَوْشِرْ لَوِي نَمَرْ أَلَا إِخْ نَوْشِرْ إِنْ لَنُوْ بَمَلَ مَشْمَيْشْ بِنِمَي هَكِي نَوْرِكْ. It was a meridic matzev. He says, Nebuchadnezzar is asking the Levim to play for him. They had no intentions to play for him, not bad enough that they were going to Chuvan Abayis, they should play for him. They should play musical instruments for him, but they realized that by telling him they won't play, Nebuchadnezzar would not accept no as a reason. So they decided that they're going to bite off their thumbs. And they bit off their thumbs, they said, they showed him the thumbs, and they were told that the thumbs came off through the difficult work they were doing. They had to schlep things also. So they showed them they don't have any thumbs. Agavuch the Psikta says, B'Selelenu Simchan, he was killing them, thousands of Levim, they were B'Simcha, that they didn't play for him. These were the Yidden of the Bayis Rishon, who Chazal tell us, that was Amidizor, Gilu Reis, Yishvich, Zomim, these were these Yidden. Al koponim, ein lono b'mele mashmish b'nimi akinoiris. Now, so these Yidin, who were these Levim, who were mamish meis nefesh themselves, not to play for Nebuchadnezzar, these Levim came back with Ezra. May oisan olu, so these are the ones that came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So that means when Ezra came to this Nar Ava, to this river, and he started making a census, who came back? He found Levim. The Mishnah says that there were Levim that came up, but Levi who he didn't find. The only Levim who came back from Babel were those Levim who had bit off their thumbs, and they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Uminak Sheirim, Sarashi says, but the kosher Levim, the Levim who were able to do Shira, to play the Klishir, Leimotso, Lefi Shoyu Yoishvim B'Babel B'Shalve. They were now B'Shalve, in Bavel, what Yaakov Avinu was not capable of doing, because Yaakov Leisha Bishalva, but they were Bishalva. Ba'oilam b'Yerushalayim hoyu ba'oini u'b'teirach ha'malach. Those who went up to Yerushalayim, it was a very difficult matzav there. There was Aniyas, and there was Teirach ha'malach, u'be'emis calls to be Vaisel, and there was a tremendous fear from all the sonim that surrounded them. So Memele, so the Levim, the kosher Levim, decided they're going to remain in Babel. There was nothing that attracted them to come to Eretz Yisrael. These were the Levim who were not chazu la'avoide. God, someone told me a few months ago, I forgot where he saw it, but he saw in a sefer, where Rashi puts it down, that these Levim k'sheirim were not to chazu la'avoide. They were yeshvim b'shal v'zobel. But someone told me he saw in a sefer that this transition from coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel and Golis, and they realize they're going back to Eretz Yisrael, but it won't be for good. There'll be another Beis Hamikdash and another Chuban and another Golis. So they went over to Ezra and they asked Ezra, will he give them a guarantee if they come back, the Beis Hamikdash won't become Chorot? If that's so, they're coming back. If not, they'll just become. And Ezra cannot give them a guarantee. So he didn't give them a guarantee. So they stayed in Babel. Then I heard, someone told me that they went to a certain shtot in Africa, I forgot the name of the city, and the city is still in existence now. Someone that was not just so, he told me this, he came from there. There's a city that only Levim. It's a city, Mole Levim, and the Chidah visited the city, and he said it's Mole Levim and Tamid Chachamim. Someone I met in Eretz Yisrael, he said he came from there. Now he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He said they're all Levim there. These are Levim that came from Babel. They did not want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And later they left Babel. Al Koponim, so that's Lemaise. He said that's what happened, that he did not find Levim Kshayim. The only Levim that came back were the Levim that were cut to Bnei Seim. Let us see Taisvis, the top Taisvis, Nelevi Lematosi Shom. Vim Taima, Vamrine Bemasnissen, Asore Yuchsen, Olomi Bavel, Vikoch Choshev Levim. O Yeshloima, so Taisvis says the same verse. The Chol Alevim, Sha'olo Imoi, Hoyo Ktutsei Bahinois. All the Levim, he had Levim, but they were not capable to play in the klishir. Ve'einem ruya l'sheirer shira shal duchen. That's what I mean. He didn't find Levim Sheirer. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Kahani, the Mishnah said that Asara Yuchsin Olam Yibavol Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah starts enumerating the Asara Yuchsin. Kahani, Levi, v'Yisraeli. So the Gemara says, Minolon the Sliku, how do we know that these three Mishpachas came up from Babel? See, it says in the Pasuk, Vayeshvu HaKehanim Ba'alviim Umin Ha'om HaMishoyrerim Ba'ashayorim HaNesinim Ba'oreim V'chol Yisrael Ba'oreim. Now let us explain what this Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us that the Yidin who are Eilu with Ezra, that they did not live, that's how the Malbim says Pshat in the Pasuk, they did not live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was too dangerous a place to live in. Is Vayeshvu HaKahanim VaLeviim Umin Ha'om VaTzihudim Binyamin HaMishoyrerim VaShayorim VaNesinim Ba'oreim. And the Orim that they had lived previously before the Chubin of the Bayis Rishon. So everyone went back to the previous Mekaymus where they had lived before. V'chol Yisrael, the other Shvatim, Ba'oreihem. Now, there's a problem. He said the Pasuk enumerates all those who have come back with Ezra. And we have V'ha-Mishayrerim, V'ha-Shayorim. They had Mishayrerim. And before Rashi and Tosfos said that there were no Mishayrim, they didn't have thumbs, they bit off their thumbs. So there are three Mahalchim how to understand this. The Tosfos of Rashi would seem that those who didn't have thumbs were unable to play kinoiris, but other musical instruments they could play. Ezra wasn't satisfied with that, he wanted kinoiris also, so that's why, that's what it says in the passage before, that there was Navi maybe Levi Lei Matasi Shom. So that's the tenet that the Tosfos Harosh says. The Marsha says that there was no Mishayrim from the Levim. So he says they used Yisraelim to be Mishayrim. And he says, and that's why it's very Meduik in the Pasuk, Vayeshu Akahanim Valvim Umin Ha'om, which were the Bnei Yisrael, Vamishayrim Amar Vashayorim, which were from the Bnei Yisrael. But these were Mishayrim, not from the Levim. The Redal says, the third Mahalas, it says weiter in Ezra, when Ezra saw that there was no Levim, that were Oilami Bovel, so he sent Shluchim to a mocking that's called Kosfia, and this was an Eretz, so this was not from Bovel, and he asked that they should send Levim from there, that they should come with it. So there were Levim from Kosfia. So the Nadal says, that means he was speaking about when they were settled in Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk is telling us where they settled Boreim. So Mishayrim is not from the Levim that were Oila with Ezra, because the Levim that were Oila with Ezra were not Mishayrim. These Mishayrim were from the Levim that were Mikosfia. And however we learn Pshat, the Pasuk is telling us where they settled. So look, the Kahanim, the Levim, Min Ha'om, Anasinim, Bechol Yisrael, everyone settled where they had lived previously before the Golas Rish. But what is the Pasuk telling us? The Mishayrim Vashayorim, they also settled where they lived previously. I mean, why did we pick out the Mishayrim Vashayorim? Perhaps Pshat is because we mentioned before from the Malbim that they did not want to live in Yerushalayim because it was too dangerous to live in Yerushalayim. And since it was spread out over Eretz Yisrael, it seems it wasn't too dangerous. So it could be that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Even the Mishayrim and Hashayorim who were in constant, they had to be in Yerushalayim, they had to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Bal Kaponim, they did not settle in Yerushalayim. When they had to go. But they settled in the Orim, which they had previously lived in. They didn't want to live in Yerushalayim because of the danger involved. Chaloli Geiri Bacharuri. Now it says in the Mishnah that these were other three Yehusim that were Olu with Ezra. Chalolim, Geirim, and Mishachorim. Chaloli Minolo. How do we know that Chalolim came up? The sign yet we learned in Abraise, Rav Yosi Oimer Gedoylo Chazok. Now exactly what the Chiddush of Rav Yosi is, we'll see later. But the godless of the Koyach of Chazok is, but now the Gemara brings down the Pasuk. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Ubibnei HaKehanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Hakoit, Bnei Barzilai, Ashalokach midnois barzilei hagilodi isha. This was a kohen that married from the midnois barzilei hagilodi, and it seems the children were called after the shver, not after the father was a kohen. Vayikra shmom. Elo, because these were mishpachos of kohanim. Elo bikshu chsovam hamisyachsim. So when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so there was a request. All the Kahanim had to show a Ksav Yichus. I could show the Yichus who their fathers were, who their mothers were. So we should know that they're kosher Kahanim. The Leinim told there were no documents for them to show. Right? These Mishpoches in Bovel were accepted as Kahanim. All in Yoni Kohune, which was Niskayim in Bovel, that they were hurzik to do. Now they come to Eretz Yisrael, and now it's an Eretz Geshef. We have a Beis Hamikdash. We have so since they did not have any documents proving that they're authentic Kahanim, by Yegoyalo Minak Kahune. So they were a Loshin Gil, that they were they couldn't be accepted as kehanim. Vayoyma hatirshosa lehem, and hatirshosa is Nehemiah, he told them, Ashala yoichlu mikoydish hakadoshim, you are not able of eating from kochim, you have no proof whatsoever you're genuine, authentic kehanim, ad amoyt koyin lo'urim ulesumim. Let us see what Rashi says so far, so we'll know a little bit what we're speaking about. And Mrs. Zirabudat says, before you say, me ola me lay ola, by the psulim, he knew exactly who came up. G'dayma chazoke, yesh lismoich oleho yoche. We could rely on chazoke. Bikshu ksovom hamis yachsim, ksav yichusom. He requested they show the ksav yichusom. Hatir Shoso, Nehemye ben Chakal Yekori came b'Sefer Ezra. Very interesting name. So how, why was he called Hatir Shoso? Ubigmoras Yerushalmi Ninto Sha'al Shein Nehemye was Shoyemashke Lamelech. In Bavel, he was the Mashke, the Sacha Mashkin for the Melech. And Hoyetzorech, so they took precautions, whoever brought Mashke to the Melech, there was always a fear, maybe there's some poison in the mashke. So the one who served was mashke to the melech, had a drink first. Now Nehemiah had a big problem over here, that this is Tam Yainam over here. This was not with the hechshef on the badat. This was Tam Yainam. So he tiru lo yayin shaloy v'kechovim lishtois. So they were matter. This was a serious problem. He's the Sarah Mashkin for the Melech, and that's the law that you have to drink from it. Mekach nikra hatir shoso. They were matter shtia. They were matter to drink. And hatir shoso told them, Nehemiah told them, listen, you cannot eat any korbanos. Ad amoyt hakoyim lo'urim v'tumim. Till we'll have a koyin with urim v'tumim. So what does that mean? Ka'odam shayim alachabeyle yad shiyavim Mashiach. That's what he told them. Because the urim v'tumim lo'yoyu b'bay yisheni. The Gemara says there were five things that were missing by the b'bay yisheni. And one of them was there was no urim v'tumim. There was no urim v'tumim. Agavuche, which is just no pshat, that there was the urim v'tumim were shemes that were in the chayshin. And these shemes, when the koyin was mechavan, the proper kavonis, so through the shemes of the urim, so the oisius lit up, then he was mechavan different shemes, and then he knew how to put together the oisius, which words to make from them. That's urim v'tumim. This be'etzim, this koyach of urim v'tumim, has nothing to do with Bigdei Kohune. This was Nebuah. This was a Koyach HaNebuah that the Koyin Godel was Zeicher. The Ran and the Droshes explain that the Medrash says, An Arna Koyin Leiv Shesomach B'Gdulas Ochiv Yitzke Lo'urim V'tumim. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go to Mitzrayim to take out the Eden, because he was afraid that Rabbi Pregeya and the Kovet of Aaron, Aaron was there the whole time, he was the Novi. Now all of a sudden, he's moving in, the younger brother's moving in, giving him a pat on the shoulder, you're out of business, I'm here to take over. So he didn't want him. And that's why he was Masaret. And he was Nenash because of this, he lost Kahuna because of this. And Chaim Shmulevitz is Mavaya. Why was he Nenash? Not because of the Etzem Inyan. The Etzem Inyan was 100% right. If the Gulas Yisrael involved a Pgi and Aaron, it's not Kedai the whole Gula. But the Avlet that Moshe Rabbeinu had done is because he did not realize the Godless of Aaron. Aaron would never feel hurt. Aaron would never feel Baladik that Leiv Shesomach V'Ra'ach, that's what the Vashem told him, V'Ra'ach V'Somach V'Liboy, The Medrash has a Mordechai Kaloshin that the Simcha, he did not have the words to express his Simcha, but the Simcha was Beliba, he couldn't express the Simcha. Racha b'samach Beliba. That means like this, snapshot is, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu, hears about Mazel Tov, I'm so happy to hear it. No, that wasn't the case. It was the Samach Beliboy, that the delay was so, he couldn't give over. So he was Samach B'gdulas Ochiv, that Moshe Rabbeinu became the Navi, and he was Samach Beliboy, and the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Leib she Samach B'gdulas Ochiv will be Zechet to the Urim B'tumim. So the Ran and the Droshes explained that the Emes in Urim B'tumim has nothing to do with Avodah. Urim V'tumim is Nevuah, is a Koyach and Nevuah, which in Yesod has nothing to do with Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. But since he was Sameach, Begdulas Ochiv, with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, see, he was given a Koyach of Nevuah, which in Aprat is greater than the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is called Mishpat. The Urim V'tumim, the Nevuah of the Urim V'tumim never changed. So Al Koponim, this wasn't so Aaron and all Kahanim Gdolim afterwards was Zeiche to a Gevaldike Madrega of Nevuah, which in Yisod has nothing to do with the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol. This was a bonus of Nevuah that he got because Somach Begdula Zochim. By the Bayesheini, they lost this. There was no Urim Betumim. They were able to do the Avodah because the Choshen is from the Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Urim Betumim has nothing to do with the Avodah. So there was no Urim Betumim. So Hatir Shosa told them, Rabbi Sai, you're not bringing authentic evidence that you're Kahanim. So Memele, so till will be Zoyche to the Urim Betumim, which means till when Mashiach will come. So then you can't eat from the Kochim. You can't eat from Kochim. That's what he told them. Va'om Elohim, now it says, he told them like this. Re'atem b'cheskaschem b'meh yisem oichlem b'goyla. He says, you're the chazoke that you had till now. When you were in Bovel, you were eating kotshe ha'gvu, you were eating trumeh. In Shinar and Bovel, there was a trumeh midarabona. So you were eating till now, you were eating in Bovel Tumet, Bekotche Yagru, Avkanami Bekotche Yagru. So that's what he told them. He told them, Kobonis you can't eat, never were Husik to eat Kobonis, there's no Kobonis in Bovel. So Memele, that you'll only be entitled to eat when Mashiach will come, or whoever came with an Urim Betumim that could identify if you're Kosher Kahanim. Bekotchi Yagvu, you're capable of eating. Of Kamnami Bekotchi Yagvu. Let us see what Rashi says. Ba'om Alehem, Midachsiv, Mikoidish Akadoshim. He told them they're not permitted to eat Mikoidish Akadoshim, which means the Kabonis. Shaminin Zlo Yasiri Bitrume, Elo Mikotchi Hamigdos. That's what he told. That you're not allowed to eat. Ba'om Alehem, Trume Eini Yochel Es Alech. I can't ask a truman you. Mibnei cheskaschem shuhuzaktem bebovel ochle. You're muzik that gobel chazoke. You were eating truman bovel, so I can't, so this anhoge, which existed in bovel, I can't be mafsik, I can't be oike this anhoge, by not knowing if you are really kahanim or not. So this anhoge has to continue, that's the koyach of chazoke. Kotshi ha'gvu, truma anecheles b'chol mokim. Afkan, kotshi ha'gvu. Good. But we want to bring a raya that chalolim came up from Bovel. So where do we see this? Alme, mizachsiv vayigoyalu mina kohune, that legabe kotshi ha'migdash al koponim, which there was no chazoke, so they were... There was a kaponim asafik, maybe they're chalolim. Shema minon is chalolim in akune v'haynu chalolim. A kaponim, we see there were people who were looked upon as safik chalolim. So that's how the Mishnah, that chalolim came out from Bovel. Rekte gemore ulaman v'omar malim mitrume liyuchsin. There's a man v'omar that holds that if you see a kohen eating trume, So you could, that is a simen that he's a miyuchis. And another kohen can marry his daughter without any investigation. So, like the Gemara, so how were we permitted to let them eat trumim? I mean, you're saying that Emerson, they were a suffix halalim. And that kohen is not allowed to marry a daughter of theirs. So how did Nehemiah permit them to eat trume? We'll get into hot water. Malim mitrume leyuksim. Hani the ochel betrume. If they're eating trume, they have permission to eat trume. Also vasakino. So then they'll be malim mitrume leyuksim. So the Gemara answers: Shiny hosam dereya chizkasai. We don't have to worry that their achilas trume will bring about a kilkul. That people will assume that the kosher yuksan, the reyach is kazayah, there's a reyach in the chazok. Let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi says, so Rashi says as follows, Ulaman de Yoma, Mesechus Ksubis, Mala mitruma le yuksan, Haroyin koyin oichel betrume bimkoymoy. Ein tzach livdaik acho v'yuchsen. If you see a koyin doing a avoyde, you don't have to be vaydik acho. V'noisei koyin bitoy. And another koyin can marry his daughter. Is hanik, even the ochli betrume osi la sukinu. So they'll be mal of them l'yuchsen. V'amai loy choshlo nechemye deloy la sukinu. So why wasn't Nechemye chayish for this? So the Gemara answers, Shani hosam dereya chiskosayu. So Rashi learns, Yitzchak lemeichesh lahai. He wasn't afraid that people will be under the impression that they were kosher kahanim. Even the shah kahanim oichlim b'kotshe yamigdosh. All other kahanim, you came into the base amigdosh, you saw them eating kotshe amigdosh. Behem nigoyalu mehem. And that's clause, they were not permitted to eat kosher mikdash. Hurech has kosher. So from not being capable of eating kosher mikdash, v'yesh b'em hekev le'yosu la'sakinu, so there's nothing but to worry about. That's a Rashi learns that. Let us see Taisvish, v'shani hosam derech is kosai, perish bekuntris, v'ma shein oichlem bekotshem. They didn't eat kosher. That's a raya that is the reis in the chazakim. Lo'y nehire. The mikom akim ikel le'mechish, dilma osu la'sakinu mitrume le'kotshem. They're eating trume, so then people will assume the kosher for kosher and be kosher le yuchsin. So that means this is not such a reliable simen because they could eventually start eating kosher from that they're eating trume. The mir le forish, the reyach is kosai le fisha big shuksav yechusam loy motsu. That was a pesareyes that seems it was nisparsim that they did not have a ksav yichus, so that's why we have nothing what to worry about. Al koponim, so now let us get back to, we have a memra of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, G'doylo chazoke. Chazoke is a moirde kekoyach. So the Gemara says, my G'doylo chazoke. That means, my see you're not male, mitrume leyuchsin. They're only continuing what they were doing in Bodo. So what G'dayla Chazoke? G'dayla Chazoke means that we see a Gevaldike Koyach and Chazoke. If you just want to tell me, you continue what was Hurzak in Bavel, you continue this Anog in Eretz Yisrael, you say Hurchenache Chazoke, not G'dayla Chazoke. So the Gemara answers, the Mikore Ochol Betrume Darabonon, or Pesayv Ochol Betrume Dirai. So that's G'dayla Chazoke. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ve'elok even the lekel and migza midi." There's no gzeiris. There's nothing what to worry about. Reich es kosayu. You won't be mala mitume leyuchsin. My gedoyle chazoke da omer Rabbi Yosi. My rebusa. What's this chiddush? He's saying a gemaldeke chiddush. A koyach of chazoke. Vayhoye leiloyme. Elo minayin lechazoke. You go after chazoke. Midikoma gedoyle. He says, "Doyle rebusa shmina." The af al gav the ike tzad iso hashte tvei me ikore samchinen alo. That would seem, that's the chiddush of gedoyla. That means even though now we're getting involved in a greater iso that was existent before, we can still rely on chazok. So the Gemara answers, yeah, there's a Merdek HaChidosh. Before in Bavol, they were eating Betrumet Darabona. Trumas Chutzlaret. Trumas Shina. Trumas Bavol was only a Darabona. And because of Gedoyla Chazaka, they can eat Trumet the Raisa Mishabolot. That's the first Mahalach, and we'll come back to this soon. Then there's the second Mahalach. V'yiboy Yisayna. La'oilam hashtanami b'darabonan ochu b'deraisa layo. The second Mahalach holds, b'shumay finished. If they were hukzik to eat Trumet darabonan, they will not be capable of eating Trumet the Raisa. So Memele, so in Eretz Yisrael, they also only ate Trumet darabonan. V'chimas, in Memele, if we'll say this, we'll gain another inyan, that the previous kasha is also not shver. V'chimas kinen, before you asked the kasha, malim mitrumel yuchsin, so now I'll tell you a test, v'chimas kinen mitrumel yuchsin, midereise, if a person eats trumel yuchsin, yamal yuchsin. Midarabonon, loy maskinen, but we're not male from achilas trumel rabonon to yuchsin. So now, according to the boy Yisayme, the only permitted to eat Trumet Darabonon and Vavd. Ihochi, my G'dayla Chazoke. So what's the G'dayla Chazoke? The Mikore, the Godless is the Mikore Leke Lemigzer Mishum Trumet Yeraise. That before, when they were eating in Bavel, so there was no mocking Ligzer. When they were in Bavel, there was no such thing as Trumet Yeraise. So they were eating Trumet Darabonon. Lebesoif. But now when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and now there is Trumet Deraisa also, Afal Gavdika L'migzah Mishum Trumet Deraisa, Yidl Chayret V'yamokim to say we should not permit them to continue eating Trumet Darabonon, because they might come Ayidei Disachilati Trumet Deraisa, Afal Pikein, B'Darabonon Ochel, B'Deraisa Loyoch. We permitted them to eat Trumet Darabonon, not Trumet Deraisa. And we're not Geyser, Trumet Darabonon to Trumet Deraisa. What does Rashi say? Hashtanami, Trumet Darabonon Yidoch, Kedemi Korim, Omaini, Trumet, Peres, V'Yerek. What Trumet did they eat in Eretz Yisrael? Trumet, Peres, V'Yerek. But Trumet Deraisa, Dogim, V'Sirish, V'Yitzo, Loyoch. They did not eat Trumet Deraisa. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is before when they were eating lekel and mixa mishim trumet tzoret. Like have a gabayu. In Bavel there was no trumet deraisa. And now, even though there's trumet deraisa, now there's a mokim to be afraid of. They might be come to eat trumet deraisa. Afal pikein, they weren't goyza. So we have here got two lashonos in the Gemara. If out the koyach of gdoyle chazoke, if they can eat trumet deraisa. I thought, I don't know if this is emes, but perhaps it's nitin lehiyomer, the asman deraisa has a suffix by isurei derabonon, if it's an isa chefzer and isa gavre, which means as follows. That means, let's talk about what we're speaking about. Every Yisr Darabonon. We're talking about Trumah. Let's talk about Trumah Darabonon. So there's a svara to say, there's no such thing as Trumah Darabonon. Chazal can't make Trumah. I mean, in Bavel, there's Trumah. There's no such thing as Trumah in Bavel. There's no such concept of Trumah in Bavel. Or there's a din Trumah of Peiris and Yerokis and Eretz Yisrael. There's no such thing. There's such a Indian of Trumah. Trumah is above a Kodesh. Your Matrish is, and it's Kodesh. That's Trumah. But with the Rabbonon, they didn't change over the Chavtze, it's Chul and the Kepedes. It's Gomesh and the Gomesh. No, the Rabbonon said, but you have to be Noyeg Dinei Trumah with it. That means the Zohar is not allowed to eat it. If you tell me you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be Metamed. But the whole thing is a Din and the Gavre. That means it's not Trumah. It's not Trumah, it's Chulin. But there's dinim on the Gavre that you have to be Noyig with this Trumah, with this Chulin, Keilu, it's Trumah. You're not allowed to be Metamed, you're not allowed to eat it when you're Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it, but this is not Trumah. Or, you could say, that Nisa Drabonon is a Nisa Hefze. That means the Drabonon are also Bekoyach, Me the Rabbanon, this is Tumah Taka. They can create Tumah, not only Dinim and the Gabra. So perhaps this is the Machloikis in the both Lashainis of the Gemara. Could be, the first Lashon held that they were able to eat Tumah the Araisa. So this Lashon could be held that Tumah is an Isachepta. They were eating Tumah. The Din of Chazaka, you have to be consistent. If they were eating Tumah in Chutz Loretz, so they have to be capable of eating Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. This is Tumah Daraisa, Tumah Darabon, Segeit Manishtot. But that you have to be consistent. The second Lashon held Haganusi, they weren't eating Tumah in Bavel, it's a Din in the Gavre. They were eating Chulin in Bavel. So because of that, they should eat Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Chas Vishalim. So that's why the second Lashon held. No, whatever they were doing in Bavel, they can continue doing. That means they were eating Chulin, that they had a Din Tumah. So that they can do in Eretz Yisrael also. But more than that, I can't do. Perhaps that's the machloikis and the two lashonis. Let us go further. Yeah. Boksiv. So the second lashon says that they were not permitted to eat tumah deraisa. So the Gemara says, see, the Gemara asks on the second lashon, "Yoyma hatirushosa lahem asher lo yoichlo mikodesh hakadoshim." You see what Nehemiah asked for them. He told them they can't eat kachim, they can't eat kabonis. But kodesh hakadoshim hu de lo yoichlo hakol midineichlo. But all other things besides kabonis, they're permitted to eat. So you see, klal, they were permitted to eat the filatum of their eyes. So the Gemara says, "Achikama." Loimidi de mikri kodesh, loimidi de mikri kodshim. Now kodesh hakadoshim is two types of kodesh. Loimidi de mikri kodesh, tachsi v'chol zor loyeichal kodesh. Which means tumen. So loimidi de mikri kodshim, to amakro, ubas koyim kisiya le'isho. A bas koyim marries a Yisrael, he betrumas hakadoshim loyeichal. She's not permitted to eat Trumas HaKadoshim, V'omamar B'murom Min HaKadoshim Loiseicho. B'murom Min HaKadoshim means Chazei V'shoik. So Kadoshim goes on Korbonis, and Kodesh goes on Trumas. So that's what he told him. You can't eat Kodesh, and you can't eat Kadoshim. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chol zor lo yoichol kodesh, kol oisei he'inyin medaba betrumet. That the whole parasha is speaking about trumet, but like v'kodoshim, t'chziv v'bo ha'shemesh v'toyel, because it says, after Erev Shemesh, after Tvileh, and when it became night, v'acha yoichol min ha'kodoshim, then he's permitted to eat kodoshim, and it doesn't mean kodesh, it means trumet, but like a look me'ala betrumet, shemechusa kippuri mutabo. That means they were speaking about a person who's a mechusa kippurim, that he needs a korban for a gemar taire, and for kochim he's not permitted to eat till he brings his korban. And for pikein truma he's permitted to eat. So here we're speaking about bo shemesh v'toyo, we're speaking about truma over here. Lemid dika kadoshim chazei v'shoik shel shlomim, the ashkechon de ikri kadoshim. This is called kadoshim. Truma sa kadoshim. Truma na kadoshim chazei v'shoik loy seichel. Afilu zera ein lo afilu. That means mura min hakadoshim is different than trume. By trume, the halacha is if a bas koyin married Yisrael and then he died, she doesn't have any children. She goes back lebeis avi and she eats trume. But by chazei v'shoik, afilu zera ein lo v'shov al beis avi, chazeres l'trume v'ene chazeres l'chazei v'shoik. Geiri v'charuri. It says in the Mishneh, from the Asori Yuchsim, they were geirim and avodim mishuchorim. Minolo. How do we know that these two yichusim also came out from Babel? Omar Rav Chisda de Omar Kro v'chol hanivdal mitumas goye ha'oretz aleihem. All those who are nivdal, they separated themselves mitumas goyei ha'oretz, from the tumah of goyishkeit, they came together with them. So
So here, the Taisus HaRosh asks Akasha, so that's a Taish, Ager. Ager is Nivdal Mitumas Goyei Horet. That means he was a Goy and he was Megayer himself. How do you know an Eved Meshucha? So the Taish HaRosh has two Tarots. V'chol HaNivdal. Kol is going on. Kol is coming to include a fellow Avodim also. V'chol HaNivdal Mitumas Goyei Horet. Or Goyei Ha'oretz, Aloshin Rabim, so that's coming to be Malba Neved Meshucha also. Now, I have a problem with this Taisus HaRosh. We had once mentioned, but let me mention first an Afike Meginim, then I'll mention Chedushi Rabuven. They both clear the same Shaila. The Afike Meginim and Simen Menbov clears the Shaila. What is Pshat and Eved Knani? Is an Eved Knani, do we say that an Eved Knani is really a ger, because there's a Tvila, and it's really a Tvila L'shem Geres? No, since B'shas Tvila with Toivah L'shem Abdes, so the Abdes makes that he should not be Chayev in all mitzvahs. But B'emesin, the Tvila L'shem Abdes is in Yesod HaGeres. No, the Abdes Shaboy is Ma'akev, that the Avdu Shaboy is Ma'akib, that he's not chayiv in all mitzvahs. Or do we say that an Eved Knani is no geiris whatsoever? He's a goy that's chayiv in mitzvahs. That's his chakira. Rab Reuven wants to say, Rab Reuven has the same chakira. Rab Reuven wants to say, perhaps this is the machlokes and the mukiyos and the Rambam. The din is that after you give him a shtar shicha, he needs tvila. There's a gemar nachelus, he needs tvila. The mukiyaisa says it's a tvila de rabbonon, and the Rambam holds that it's a tvila min ha-taira. He wants to say that's the machlokes. According to the mukiyaisa, there was a geiris already from before. There was a geiris from before, and perhaps the abdus was an ikov. The abdus falls off, so memela, so min ha-taira, he's a kosher again. According to the Rambam, there was no geiris before. That's what he wants to say. Rav Reuven clears the shaila l'gabi kinyonim. A goy is kinda with meshiche. A yid is kinda with kesef. What kinyin will a Eved Knani have? A kinyin kesef or a kinyin meshiche? Or b'emes in the afkemina Rav Reuven brings down, if an Eved Knani can possess an Eved Knani, it says, atem kainim mehem, Behem ain't kainim zem is a goy can't possess an Eved Knani. A yid can't possess an Eved Knani. So Bemis and Rav Reuven brings down, it's very interesting, as the machlekes nozir, Taisus and the Taisus HaRosh. Taisus says an Eved Knani cannot possess an Eved Knani. Problem is there's enough in the Gemara in Amon HaKain Godol, an Eved Knani could possess an Eved Knani. But Kedeg is Akasha. The Taisus HaRosh has also an Eved Knani could possess an Eved Knani as a Pesadin Yisrael. Dafike Meginim, which we had started with this Chakira, he wants to say it's a Shailen Yerushalmi. He brings on a Mirvike Shailen Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi clears a Shaila. If you had a Mitzris that became a Shifre. A Mitzris became a Shifre. A Shifre Knani. She had a daughter. The daughter had another daughter. And the third daughter became a Shucha. Is this a Deir Shlishi or a Deir Rishi? Azai klati Yerushalmi Yashayla. And the Yerushalmi. He says, that's the Shayla. The Shayla is if you say that she's a Goita, she's a Shivcha, so she first becomes a Mitzri becomes by the third Deir. This is the first Deir. So now she was a Goita. If you learn that a Shivcha is a Zayid already, so the third Deir, this is the Deir Shlishi. So if they were Meshacha, so you're allowed to marry her. This is a Sofik in Yerushalmi. So the kids, I had a shtickle hole over here. Here it says, V'chol ha-nivdal mitumas goyei ha-oretz. So if you learn an Eved Knani is a goy, that's meiradik. So then the Taisa Rosh is meiradik. So v'chol, we're talking about an Eved Meshucha over here. We're talking about a ger and an Eved Meshucha. And we call them Nivdal Mitumas Goyayos. Now, we're talking about an Eved Meshucha, who was Nivdal Mitumas Goyayos. If you say it was a Goy before, so it's Gevaldik, Vachola Nivdal. Say Ager, say Eved Meshucha, Nivdal Mitumas Goyayos. But if you learn that a Nebuchadnezzar is a Yid, is a Geiris Minatayr, and everything is only a Yid with Kinyonim, so why do you call him that a Nebuchadnezzar Meshucha is Nivdal Mitumas Goyei Haaretz L'chayre? L'chayre was a Yid already before? Pesach Nisht, L'chayre Bosa. Mamzeri. So now it says that Ezra brought up Mamzerim also. Minola, how do you know he brought up Mamzerim? Nechsiv, Vayishma Sanbalat Achayroini, V'toyviyo Ha'evet Ha'moini. Now the Gemara is bringing different psukim. The purpose of the first posik is we should know that Toyviyo Ha'evet Ha'moini, Toyviyo was an Evet Nani. So that's what we get from the Chemya base. So we're talking about Tevia, we have to know that Tevia was an Evik Nani. Now, in the Chemya Vav, it says as follows. Now, this Tevia, however, was a very influential person at that time. Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Rabim B'Yehude Balei Shvu Eloi. They had agreements with him. They were B'Yedidis with him. Ki Chosan Hu, because he was a son-in-law, the Shechanya ben Orach. This Shechanya ben Orach was a Yid, was a very influential person, and he was a son-in-law of Shechanya. So since he was a son-in-law of Shechanya, and Shechanya was a very influential person, he was a son-in-law, so Rabin b'Yehuda b'Alishvuloi, they had connections with him. So now, what do we know so far? So this Tevia was an Evik Nani, and he was a son-in-law to Shechanya ben Orach. So in other words, he was an Eved that married a Bas Yisrael. That's what we know so far. The Haychanon Benoi, now he had a son, Haychanon, Lokach as Bas Meshulam ben Berechia, which was also from a daughter of an influential person. Now, Meshulam in Shechanya were Yid. In Tevia was an Eved, and Mestama's son was, the Tevia was an Evik Nani, and his son Yechonon Lokech as Bas Meshulam Ben Berechia. Kosova, so the Gemara was under the impression, Oivet Kechonon Ve'evet Abo Bas Yisrael Avlad Mams. The Gemara held, like, according to this man, the Yoma, that Evet Abo Bas Yisrael Avlad Mams. So Memele, so this Tevia, Evet, who had married the daughter of Shechanya, so he had Mestama, a whole title of Mamzeren. And the Gemara held that they came up from Bobel Teretz, they were in Eretz Yisrael now, but tomorrow they came up from Bobel Teretz Yisrael. So you see, Mamzerim came up from Bobel Teretz Yisrael. You see this from this Pasuk. He was an Eved, and then he married a Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, that's a very Shvach Arai. Anichel amando ma hablad mamzer. This is a whole machloikis. If Eved habo Bas Yisrael hablad mamzer. So if we hold hablad mamzer, so you're right. El olaman da oma havlat kosher, but if you hold the blood is kosher, it's not a mamza, ayikala meima. So, where do you have a, so how do you know that mamzeirim were olumi bovel? His children were mamzeirim. Visu, mimai da havelei boni? How do you know that from, he was a son-in-law of Shechanya ben Orach. So how do you know from this daughter he had children? Maybe he didn't have any children from this daughter. Maybe he had a son, he had other wives also. Maybe he married a Shifche. So, about Kaponim, how do you know that he had children from this wife? Duma loy havalei boni. So there were no mamzerim whatsoever. From this wife, he didn't have any children. Visu, and Kasha number 3, mimai da hocha havalehu uslika. How do you know? This mice is speaking about Eretz Yisrael already. Eretz Yisrael, Rabban Yehuda, they had connections with Tevi Yoheved. This is all speaking about Eretz Yisrael because he was an influential person. So, Visu, Mimai, Dohocha, Havalu, how do you know that they had children in Bobel, Usliku, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael? Vilma, Hosam, Havu. Maybe they got married in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he never went to Bobel. He was there from the Chuban of the Bayis region. And he never was Eilam Mibovel. So how can you bring a raya from this posik? How can you bring a raya from this posik that Mamzerim were Olu Mibovel Eretz Yisrael? Let us see what Rashi said. Look to Rashi. L'shchenye ben Aroch Yisraeloi. He was a Yisrael. V'isu mimai da havelu boni l'tevia. ולבנוי מנושם הלולו מבש חניה ומבש משולו וסו אפילו היו להם ממי זה מבובל הולו אוי סום נושם ובניהם אפילו they had children. How do you know that these wives and children lived previously in Bobo? Vilma Beretz Yisrael, Noisro b'mei Gedalia. Oysom Shchenye Mishulam, maybe from the times of Gedalia ben Achikam, so there were Yidens that still were in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe Shchenye Mishulam remained there. V'shom Nosu Tavio b'noi es b'noi Sayem. So Memele, so there's no Raya whatsoever that were Mamzerim, that were Olu mi Bovel l'Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says, Elo Mahoche, I have a different raya. The Pasuk says, the Elo Ha'olim mi Tel Melach. Now, you learn Pashup Shat and Pasuk, so the Pasuk is telling us the names of Mekaymis, where they came up from Bovel. These are those who are Ila, Mitel Melach, Tel Charshe, Kirul, Adoin, Ve'imer, La'yuchlu, La'hagid, Be'isavoysom, Ve'zarem, Im Yisraelai. So that's me the Marsha says that Chazal had a tremendous problem with this Pasuk. Of all the Ilim from Bovel, the Pasuk doesn't enumerate all the cities they came up from. And here it says all of a sudden, this is Oilem, Mitel Melach, Tel Chalsho. So what's Pshat in this? So the Gemara says like this. Tel Melach, Eilu b'nei Odom, Shedoimim Maseim L'maisei Shedoim Shenepcho L'Tel Melach. These are people who their actions were like the Anshei Stoim. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, L'maisei Stoim, Shehoyu Megalei Aroyes, Tachsib Roim V'chatoim, Roim V'gufom V'chatoim V'momoinom. So Roim V'gufom means they were Megalei Aroyes. V'amrinin V'chelek, and then Rashi brings another Raya, the Moses and Sanhedrin, that the Mishpit of Stoim was as follows. The mochi le'itze dechavre, if a person hit the wife of his chavre, umapilo, and she was mappled of blood, so the psak was, omalei, the dayan said, tehebe gaboch ad-mahabro. So now you made him lose his uber, so mamela now she has to be by you till she become muberes. That was the tashlumen, that was the mishpat of stoin. That's a mamela, so you see there were mamzerim over there. So that's called Tel Melach. They came from a place in Bovel that was similar. The Anagis was similar to Stoim, who was the Gofres from Melach Shreifa Kolalso. Tel Charsha. What is a Taich Tel Charsha? Zeshe Koire Abo. That is talking about a Pnuya that was Mizane. And he calls someone his father. The imay mishas kosoi, and his mother says, please be quiet, let's not talk about who your father is. So memele, so that's all chavsha, a loshin of keeping quiet. V'lo yochil la, v'lo yochil la hagid beis aboisom, v'zarem im Yisrael hain. Zehu asufi, there was another group there that they didn't know who the father's one of the mothers were. Shenes avin eshuk. Now the Pasuk says further, Kiruv Adoin Ve'imer. Again, Pasuk the Kor means these are cities, but the Gemara doesn't. Omar Rabbi Abo, Abba said, Omar Adoin, the Rabbi Nishlom said, Ani Omarti Yiyu Yisrael Afonai Cheshuvim Kechruv. I had said that the Klal Yisrael should be Choshuv to me, they have these qualifications, to be choshev like kruvim, like malochim. V'heim somu atzmom kinemer. And they made themselves like a nemer. A nemer is an asponim. A nemer is not the David bezugai. So that's what Rabbi Shlom said about Klal Yisrael. Iked Amri. Now this Iked Amri is very interesting. Omar Rabbi Yabo, Omar Odai. פי שסומו עצמם כנמר, הפשומן לפוני כחוב. אמרי רבי כזך, that we see the oyev Amo Yisrael, that afilu, that they were not nizor in the yichus, and they were mamzerim, shuvim lefonai kikrug. The Ein Elyo says it means that they did tshuva. That's what he wants to say pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, beis avoysam ovi vizaram imay, ze asufi dilo shtuki make lo idiye imay, no su his mother, she mi Yisrael, Ochel oyodu m'Yisrael em pino b'chal v'yidin. Omar odoin, m'saris ha-mikra b'dorish, adoin k'moy odoin, ima k'moy oma, odoin ha-kodesh boruch, k'chuv k'doishim, k'kruv ha-kodesh, k'chayis ha-kodesh, v'sidu ha-pnei ha-kruv, k'nema k'chayizu she'eino makpedes b'zug chavota.